With us today, Dr. Liz Wagstrom, Chief Veterinary Officer of the National Pork Producers Council. Dr. Wagstrom, one of the most knowledgeable people in the United States when it comes to African swine fever. And Dr. Wagstrom, at this point, we don't have it in our country. We hadn't arrived on our shores. We're watching, especially in Asia, what's going on. But I know the worry is real.
We're really concerned. It's our top priority at NPPC Science and Technology Department. And we have done a lot of things to try to protect the United States from this virus, working closely with Customs and Border Protection. We were really thrilled last week. We had a Senate bill passed by unanimous consent. That meant every senator, no senators opposed the bill. And it would authorize 600 new inspectors for agricultural inspectors at Customs, as well as 60 new canine teams. So those beagles are really effective. We got a companion bill moving through the House. We expect that it should pass with very little controversy, and hoping that that will get us one step closer to really being fully staffed in Customs. Also working with importers, with our producers who may be going to foreign countries about the care that they can take coming back into the United States. So really working closely on protection. Our second job is to make sure that if it were to get in the country, that we can identify it quickly. So working with USDA to make sure all the laboratories are capable of doing ASF testing, that we have the right samples that can be easily collected. When we started, the only thing they could test was whole blood. Very few people collect blood anymore, and they don't collect it in those purple hot top tubes that are required. So now we can use spleen, tonsil, lymph nodes as samples. 43 of the 48 state laboratories are able to test for it. And they also, USDA on June 1st started an active surveillance, where what that means is if a veterinarian sends in a sample that looks like it could maybe meet a case definition, but it also might be something else like salmonella, the laboratories are automatically testing that for African swine fever or classical swine fever.
Okay. Going back to those new inspectors, is this the point that you maybe are most at ease, you know, kind of fearful of, I guess you might say, that somebody might bring some consumer product in effect through, and that could be our point of infection?
Yep, we absolutely look at, there are over 130 million passengers coming in on international flights to the United States every year. Customs and Border Protection has increased interdictions about 5% in the last year as they have stepped up their targeting of risky flights. They to bring in about 1,100 meat samples a day that they take away from people. We don't know how many get through, and that's obviously a concern, but we really feel confident that Customs is targeting the right flights, they're asking the right questions. We just need to get them fully staffed so that they can continue to increase the protection.
We recently had several field exercises, state coordinated exercises, even at the federal level. What did you learn as far as where we are on being able to deal with this disease?
So the final of the exercises was a four-day one held in September. Oklahoma did play. It's the top 14 hog states. What was really good is they had 20 production sites where they actually sent state veterinarians out, collected samples at those sites, then came back and worked on what a depopulation plan and a disposal plan would look like. They also had one day where the scenario was that a gilt multiplier had sent pigs from a positive site to Oklahoma, Iowa, and North Carolina. So what would we do about that? I think what we learned is that we are better prepared than we would have been a year ago. We still have things we need to work on, and one is that consistency between states. So if there's a stop movement, what does that mean between states? If animal movements need to be permitted, what are the requirements to get a permit to move? And some of those varied from state to state. And as you well know, pigs move across state lines all the time. And so we need that consistency. We have asked USDA, and they have agreed that one of the next steps would be to hold a similar exercise with our pork packers so that the packers would understand how they could receive pigs, from where they could receive pigs, and how they could be part of that response strategy.
Beyond that issue, the other thing I know that you've been watching, what USDA is doing in regards to getting this vaccine bank in place that was approved in the 2018 farm law.
Yeah, we worked hard to get that vaccine bank money. We are pleased that they did finally in September issue what's called a sources sought notice. That identifies what vendors could potentially respond to a request for proposals. That sources sought notice closed October 11th. We understand they've already been back in touch with some of the vendors. We expect they will issue a call for proposals sometime here in the next couple months, with the hope that they would actually start contracting to buy a vaccine early next year.
You pleased with how that has turned out, you know, just how they're trying to allocate the money?
Yep. So what they did, they had $150 million total. $38 million of that needs to go to their preparedness and response grants. And then they could split the rest between more grants, more projects for the state animal health laboratories, or the vaccine bank. We have resolutions that came out of the United States Animal Health Association, which is all the state animal health officials, that request that USDA spend $92 million of the remaining $112 million that they have the discretion for on the vaccine bank. It's not what we asked for as far as when we first started the Farm Bill ask, but it's about $85 million more than they're currently spending. So we're pleased with the movement that's going forward.
Chief Veterinary Officer for the National Pork Producers Council, Dr. Liz Wagstrom. On the Oklahoma Farm Report, I'm Ron Hayes.